Y100 715 Second Date Update starts now.
715 Second Date Update. I think we got a good one on the line here.
I hope
we got
so.
Sam. Sounds like a really nice guy. He sounds very confident about his date with Angie.
He says his mom raised him to be a gentleman. He surely thought they would go on a second date, but she's just kind of been giving one-word answers back. So we're going to try and see if we can get her on the phone and hopefully set that up.
All right, let's try to call Angie right now and see what's up.
Hello.
Hi, is this Angie?
It is.
Hi, Angie. Good morning. This is JR and Beth from
Y100. Good morning. How are you?
It's kind of weird.
We're doing good. See, I wanted you to say it this time because I always say it. Yeah. But you sound sweeter on the phone.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, trying to like ease into it, not scare people.
A little less creepy when it's
surprising. Yeah, absolutely.
Listen, what's up? We want to see if we could talk to you on the phone for a second and on the radio about a date you recently went on.
Sure.
Okay.
Just a couple questions.
Yes. So we heard about this guy, Sam, who you met through some mutual friends on Facebook. And he had reached out to us because he said he had a lot of fun with you when you guys hung out and you went to walk-ons. And now he hasn't heard anything back from you. And he kind of wants to know what happened since the date.
Yeah. I've been kind of ghosting him a little bit. So he was very nice. He was a sweetheart, and we had a lot of fun together. It was a great evening, but I just got kind of thrown off. The next day, my girlfriend and I were hanging out, and we're drinking some wine, and we're Facebooking, and we're Instagramming, and we're going kind of dug into social media creepiness a little bit, and I found him on Pinterest, and I just. Yeah, I don't know, and this is probably so shallow of me, but it kind of weirded me out a little bit. Like that's a little much for me. Like mason jar stuff and everything else. It's like too much. Like I probably sound like a terrible person, but it's not manly. Why are you doing arts and crafts on a? I don't know. It's just strange. So I mean, I kind of backed off a little bit and. You know, I don't want to hurt his feelings or anything.
So
but
it was like a turnoff for
again,
you.
It was a major turnoff. Yeah.
I don't really see why this is a turnoff. I feel like you would appreciate this, Beth.
Any man that could Pinterest with me for hours. I don't know because I don't look up any man things on Pinterest, so I don't know what's out there like in the world. Like maybe there's some really cool stuff. There's a lot of cool stuff that girls can pin and like have saved for later. So maybe he's doing the same thing. I don't know. We should just ask him.
All right. Well, listen, Angie, we actually have Sam on the phone.
Oh. Hey.
And there he is. I'm going to let you respond to this.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, Angie. You said you thought it might be shallow if you It is, seriously. it's sort of like bullying, really, because a man with Pinterest, that's your definition of a man? I mean, the thing about Pinterest is, you know, honestly, not a stylish guy, no sense of design. I mean, I learned a lot from Pinterest. I learned how to cook. I can cook for my dates. I've learned how to dress a little bit better.
Maybe more men should get on Pinterest. This is great.
it's done a lot, you know, to improve myself.
Yeah.
As a man, and that's just really, really judgy of you, Angie. Really judgy of you.
Well, I feel like also, Angie, you should, appreciate that he's being resourceful. I mean, he's not just like, yeah, whatever. I mean, I know I've never been on Pinterest, but I know I could like talk about what you wear and style and all that.
Yeah.
I could definitely get something from that.
It gives you like how to put together outfits and like mix and match your pieces.
I don't know what that means, but anyway, I do want to get some ideas.
Yeah, it's good. This is good.
Angie, would you say this is a deal breaker for you? I mean, this is Sam. I mean, the guy's well put together and he's resourceful. I mean, ain't that big a deal.
Well, honestly, I didn't even think about it from that point of view, which I feel even worse for now, because that does make a lot of sense, that the whole cooking aspect. And yeah, I guess if you weren't savvy at that to begin with, that would be a good way to learn. So no, it's not a deal breaker. I guess I didn't really, I mean, that's the issue with social media. You kind of jump to conclusions and you make your own judgments before even actually getting to like speak to the person about it.
I think we've all learned a lesson today.
That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah, a little bit.
The more you know. All right, well, listen, would you be willing to go on another date with Sam?
Yeah. I mean, if he would want to, I kind of probably made myself sound pretty
Well, shoot,
hideous,
Sam can make dinner. He can make dinner on Pinterest.
Yeah.
Well, if he wants to.
Sam, would you be willing to go on a date?
You know, Angie, I'm sure you're nice, but you didn't even give me a chance to explain before you started ghosting me. You didn't even question me. I sort of questioned your character a little bit. And, you know, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I think I'm gonna back off dating for a little while since people are so damn judgy out there. I think I'm just going to figure things out a little bit, let it happen organically.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's when you least expect it.
Dang.
All right, Sam, thanks for reaching out to us. Angie, thanks for coming on the phone. Sorry we couldn't make this happen, guys. This kind of took an awkward turn. But we wish you both the best, and you guys have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks.
Hear all the second date updates on your free Y100 app.